Tony Blair advising British government on vaccinations, pushes for COVID passes. By Kurt Zindelka on January 12, 2021. The former leader of the Labour Party and ex-Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has reportedly been advising UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock on the country's vaccination response. 13 years after leaving government, Mr. Blair has made a comeback of sorts on the back of the Chinese coronavirus crisis. The Sunday Times reported that the globalist left-wing former Labour leader has been providing strategic advice to the nominally conservative government on the vaccination regime. Blair has also reportedly given advice to the head of the NHS Test and Trace system, Baroness Harding, as well as Steve Bates, a vaccine task force member who used to serve as an advisor to the Labour Party. Mr. Hancock did not deny that he has been advised by Blair, saying, "I talk to all sorts of people and we take ideas from lots of sources." Writing in the Evening Standard on Monday, Mr. Blair said that a vaccination acceleration is paramount while pushing for the introduction of a COVID pass. Blair said that the requirement for a COVID pass should at least be required in order to travel and probably for everything from attending an O2 concert to the FA Cup final. "This crisis isn't ending soon, and the economic and health damage of prolonged lockdown is frightening," he wrote, claiming that it may take up to 2 or 3 years to beat the virus. Mr. Blair first came out in favor of so-called health passports in December, as a means to return to normality. "I know all the objections, but it will happen. It's the only way the world will function and for lockdowns to no longer be the sole course of action," he said last month. Earlier this month, Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage surprisingly called for the government to task Mr. Blair with leading the vaccination push, saying, "We are in a national crisis and a government of all the talents, including Blair, makes sense. He seems to have a grip on this far more than the cabinet." Since the outset of the coronavirus crisis, Mr. Blair has used his globalist bona fides to get involved in the response, repurposing his think tank, the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change, to focus on the global virus response. In May, Blair's think tank pronounced that it had teams embedded in governments around the world, calling for dramatically increased technological surveillance as they claimed it is a price worth paying. Speaking to The Times about a possible political comeback, a friend of the former Labour leader said, "Tony believes deeply, as do many of the people around him, that he left office at the peak of his powers. He got better at governing as time went on. 10 years later, he is definitely animated by a burning feeling that the British governance is inadequate. He feels that he has the drive and ideas to change that." The friend went on to say that after a decade spent accumulating money in the private sector, there is no shortage of that now and wants to re-establish his reputation. The former Prime Minister denied that he was attempting to make a political comeback, saying, "The only comeback I am interested in is for our country to return to as near normal as quickly as possible so people can live their lives safely and our economy can get back on track." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.